Parshas Vayigash has a fantastic showdown here between two malachim, the Melech Yosef and the future Melech Yehuda. Chazal tell us in many places that it's Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. There was an incredible showdown between there, which goes of the Fisoid, the Nigla. But there's a couple of psukim over here that show that Yehuda's derech, Yehuda's discussion with Yosef, was able to break him down. You look in Parashas Vayigash, from the beginning of the parasha, Yehuda steps up and he tells him, "Dabanob Ozni Adoni, I want to speak directly to you," etc., etc. And then the last couple of psukim in Perik Memdalad, Posuk Lamed Gimel, "Va'ata Yeshna Avtuchot Tachas Anar Eved LaAdoni." And now Yehuda asks, he begs that, "Let me, Yehuda, Avtuchot, your servant, Yehuda, take the place of the Nar, take the place of Binyamin, and I shall be the Eved LaAdoni, an Eved to my master, to you, Yosef, Vahana Yalim Echov, and let this little boy, let this Nar, this young one, this Binyamin, go back to his father. Ke'eich Elel, Ovi, how can I go back to my father? Vanar Nene Iti, and the Nar's not with me, Pen Ere Barash, Yimsabes, Ovi, perhaps you'll see the bad," etc. At that stage, B'layochel, Yosef is Apik, Echolan, Savim Elov, and he broke down. Why was this so particularly strong that when Yosef was able to hold himself back, these couple of verses were able to make Yosef lose control, as it were, to get the message so strongly? What was the idea behind this? Number one. Secondly, halachically, how was Yehuda allowed to do this? Yehuda sees very clearly that his brother Binyamin is in serious danger. In those times, an Eved could be done away with, he could be killed flippantly, doesn't have to take much. Certainly in a situation where this Eved has been taken because he's been caught stealing the beautiful Gevir of Yosef. Yeah, he's a criminal, he's a lowly criminal. He's found out, he's found out red-handed that he has it in his thing. Very clearly he's a thief and he's messed up. Why did Binyamin do it? Who knows, thinks Yehuda, I don't know. But Binyamin did something. He didn't have a havamina that they planted it. And he's taken away his gevir. Now Binyamin is going to become the Eved in a very precarious, life-threatening situation. And Yehuda begs, "Let me take that position instead. Let me take that position." Halachically, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to put yourself in danger, in real, serious, sakonos of foshes, to save another Jew? So this is an interesting, if you want to look, there's a Chuvas Radvaz. And this, by the way, is a shiur that I saw from Neventhal Shlita, and most of it is based on that shiur. There's a Chuvas Radvaz that says, for example, I'll give an example, is a person allowed to give away his kidney in order to save somebody else's life? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that? So what's poshut is, you're not allowed to give away your heart to give to somebody else. That's poshut. They're not allowed to do. Why? Because the Gemara says, who knows whose blood is redder? In other words, just like I can't kill somebody else to save my life, I can't be killed to save his life. That's a halacha. For vadai, I can't do it. In the case of a suffolk, in the case of a risky situation of sakonas nefoshes, am I allowed to do that? Now, today, so the Radva says, yivada not mechuyev to do it. You've had enough to do it. In other words, in a case where I have a suffix of my pikuach nefesh to save a person's vadai pikuach nefesh, says that Vaz not mechuyev to do it. But he says nikra kodosh yoyim aloi kol hakavod to him. Yeah, any operation is risky. There's no doubt that any operation is risky. To give away a kidney is a tremendous mitzvah. I highly recommend it. Yeah, but it's a fun thing to do. Yeah, yes, and it's a fantastic thing to do. But vada, in a case of a risk, you're allowed to do it, but not mechuyev to do it. But in a case where your life is literally in danger, for example, this case over here, of Yosef standing and taking Binyamin, where he can easily kill him, as far as Yehuda is concerned, standing and saying, "Please, I want to be there instead," you're not allowed to do that. How can Yehuda stand there and say, "I want to take that place"? How could the Api Halacha do such a thing? Very generous of him. But Halacha is Halacha, you're not allowed to do that. Look in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in Beis Yosef, brings down a Chesh Mishnah Tov Chavov. Ilana puts off in the Sophic to save a Vadai. All these different, these are all halachas. How can you do such a thing? So there are various different ways out of this. One way is to understand the Sefer Chassidim brings down that one way is to understand that Yehuda really thought that Yaakov Vadai is going to die, and what he's going to be there is only a small Sophic. So a small Sophic against a Vadai, there are shittas who allow such a thing. Okay. The Sefer Chassidim brings down another teretz that a person, a Talmud Chochem, an Amar Oretz is allowed to give his life away to save a Talmud Chochem. Very interesting shitter. And therefore Yehuda felt Yaakov was a god lador, and therefore I'm allowed to, because Yaakov's life is literally in danger by what's going on. If he doesn't come back, v'nafshoi, k'shur b'nafshoi, you know, literally he's going to die, I'm allowed to give up my life to save Yaakov Avinu's life. And that's a sophic to save a godel. Okay. But Rav Neventhal comes out with a very, very beautiful teretz, and he backs it up with different rayas, and he makes it very halacha lemaisa for us. He says, how did Yehuda do what he did? He says, very simple. There's one pasuk earlier that says that. The pasuk says, in Vayigash, he says, ki avtecho orav es hanar im ovilemu. Avtecho, which means, I became an orav for the nar, to say, im laevienu ilecho v'chatosu lo'ovi kol hayomim. If I don't bring him back, I will sin all my life. And that arvus, means to be a guarantor, that guarantor kind of element over here was so strong that the pasuk says at the end of Vezesa Bracha, the pasuk says by Yechira Uvein. No. What's the pasuk say? Gemara says Shema Hashem Koli Hodav Vel Amo Tivienu, that his bones were rolling in the Oren until Moshe Ben Davin that he should calm down, because he says all my life I'll become an Orev. What is Peshat in an Orev? What does it mean? Orev normally means, the way we understand it is, for example, there is a loan taking place between Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is lending money to Shimon, and he doesn't want to do it without a guarantor. So Levi says, I will guarantee the loan. So Levi is an outsider within this loan, he just is there to guarantee it. Says Rav Neventhal, it's not Peshat an Orev. What is the source to the word Orev? Arvus. What does it mean? What's the source Orev, Arav? What's it come from? Anyone know? What's Murav. What's Murav mean? Mixed. Exactly. What an Orev is doing is, he's mixing himself into the equation. He is saying, no longer is this just a business between the Malva and the Loiva. I am part of what's happening here. I am part of this transaction. In other words, just because you, Reuven, lent Shimon money, doesn't mean I have nothing to do with it anymore. If he doesn't pay, you can come to me. Even Shulchan Aruch says, even if the loiver is there, but the loiver is a bit of a nasty chap, the halacha is the malva, the lender can go straight to the orev and claim it. Why? Because he is mu'urav, he is a chelik of what's going on. He is part of this transaction now. An orev over here is what happened over here with Reuven. Sorry, with Yehuda and Binyamin, is not pshat that Yehuda says, Dad, don't worry, I'll bring him home. He became an Orev. What does an Orev mean? It became a part. In other words, he and Yehud and Binyamin became one part. In other words, if let's say that Yosef would say, I want your right hand to work for me. You say, you know what? The left hand will work for you. Is that a tie on the left hand? In other words, the whole shayla began. The whole question began, how can Yehuda step in the place of Binyamin? Is only when we saw them as two separate individuals. We saw Yehuda taking the place of Binyamin. But now you become an Orev, Yehuda and Binyamin are one person. It's not a nefesh tachas nefesh. It's not one nefesh for another nefesh. It is one nefesh himself. It's one body himself. It's not, nobody's going to have any tainas. Why should my heart go through an operation, yeah, and everything go through with a different heartbeat in order to save a kidney? Or to save a different part of the body. The body is responsible for each other. And therefore the out over here is such that Binyamin and Yehuda became one person, and therefore there's no taina b'chlal if Yehuda steps in his place. That is a definition of Arvus. Arvus works in halacha. Arvus works to the extent that by kedushin, in other words, a woman says to a man who wants to give her money, she says to this chosen, don't give me the money of kedushin, give it to somebody else, and I will become mukadeshes to you when you give it to somebody else. How does the chosen's giving the money over to a stranger make this woman mukadeshes? It's arvus. Arvus means if you give it to him, as if you're giving it to me. We're one person. That is how the way arvus works. The Gemara says, by the way, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there's a shaila over there where they can, when we split up city, the places in Eretz Yisrael, could you split a city into half? Can one shevet get half of the city and another shevet another half of the city? So the Gemara has a whole shaila, brings rice backwards and forwards, and eventually the Gemara brings a rice from Yushalayim, yeah, that you can, you can't. So the shaila is, why didn't bring rice straight away from Yushalayim? Yushalayim is split between Yehud and Binyamin. Two different Shvatim. So why isn't it right from there? The Teretz is it weren't two Shvatim. Yehuda and Binyamin became one Shevet. And if when you're trying to bring a Raya where the two Shvatim can split something up, you can't bring a Raya from Yehuda and Binyamin because they're one Shevet. And that's why the Gemara did not as a Raya. Kedema, Kedema. In other words, the Koyach of Yehuda was that he took responsibility and his problems are my problems. That is the Koyach of a Melech. The Rambam defines a Melech as Shaliboy Hulev Kol Kahal Yisrael, Rambam in Hilchus Malachim, Perigim Malachavov. The definition of a Melech is the whole nation's problems become his. That is a Melech. A Melech, and that was Yehuda. Yehuda is able to take responsibility not only for his own actions, like he owned up when he misbehaved. When he did a maaser with Tamar, it wasn't misbehaved at all, Chalila. When he did a maaser with Tamar, it was not a misbehave, it was done min ha-shamayim. But in other words, he's owned up for his own actions there. Here he even took responsibility for Binyamin's actions, who he stole as far as he was concerned. And he stood up and he took responsibility. When a Jew takes responsibility for somebody else, that is malchus. That is kingship. We have somebody else who are leaders in Klal Yisrael. Who are they? The Koyanim. Yeah, who was the first Kohen? Why did the first Aaron HaKohen become the Kohen? Because when Moshe Rabbeinu said, don't send me, send Aaron HaKohen, because he'll be jealous of me, why should I outshine my older brother? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, what are you talking about? Yob Samach B'Liboy. He's happy. How's he happy? He's happy to the extent as if he was the one. Your success is his success. We won! We won family! We won brothers! The apostle says, Yor Zakan Zakan Aaron. How many beards did Aaron Avinu have? Like Shemen ran down the beard of Aaron. How many beards did Aaron have? The Teretz is, says in Medrash, when it ran down Moshe Rabbeinu's beard, it's as if it ran down Aaron HaKohen's beard. The arvus that he felt was such that he can have a kapora when he brings a korban out for Klal Yisrael, it's as if Klal Yisrael did the kapora. That is a koyach of malchus, that is a koyach of koyanim. That when they do a malacha on Avodah Beis Hamikdash, it's as if you're doing the malacha. Because that is association of Klal Yisrael to bring and to bind one with the other with arvus. That is with Koyhanim and Melochim. But there's another keser to you. There's another keser, and that's a keser of Torah. What is a keser of Torah? A keser of Torah is the arvus that Klal Yisrael have for each other at Har Sinai. We took over arvus. We became our ravens at Azeh. Whether it was then, whether it was later on, the bris later on, but we took arvus. Atan Sovyan Kulchem Fneshem Lekechem, we took arvus. Arvus means that we take responsibility for each other, for the good and for the bad. When you have Rahman al-Islam, a secular soldier who is fighting in Lebanon, and he is, no, he's fine, we hear the news, we don't hear the news. It's one of us. It's one of us. We're fighting in Lebanon. If we do tshuva here, that will help him there. If we daven the way we're supposed to daven, that will help him there. You know, if Nebuch, we have another Jew who's been Michal Shabbos in Tel Aviv. We are part of us. It's going on a bus in Tel Aviv. A part of us is eating that chazer in who knows where, because we are Arabim. Part of us is keeping Shabbos. Part of him is keeping Shabbos when we keep Shabbos. Arvus means that we are totally associated and connected with Klal Yisrael. And we have to enjoy the simchas of other people. We got to suffer with the tzoros of other people. I think it was Arya Levine came to the doctor and said, our wife's leg is hurting us. Yeah? Our wife's leg is hurting us. That is a marriage. When a marriage breaks down, that is the Mizbeach cries, because where HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his place, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the situation of where everything is working in Ruchnius, and there's a pirud, and there's a separation, that is where the Mizbeach suffers. That is where we suffer. And therefore the arvus over here is such that when you see somebody else enjoy, you've got an older daughter. She's getting older and looking for this shidduch and that shidduch and that. And you find finally her best friend who's been with her for shidduchim, she gets married, she gets engaged. What a simcha you're gonna have, because it's a chelik of you. It's not jealousy. It's a chelik of you. We klal Yisrael, we won. A person suffers. Baruch Hashem, it happened to him, not to me. It did happen to you. We're arvus, and therefore Yehuda showed us that if he's allowed to do that, if he's allowed to stand in a place, it's because we really are one. We really have a chelik. And this is what Yosef was waiting for. Yosef had gone through a terrible situation where there was jealousy, where there was machlekus, where there was pirud, there's a you and there's a us, and that was terrible. Yehuda stands up and he says, take me because I'm Binyamin. What? You've understood the message that we're all one. If we're all one, then you've understood there's no jealousy, there's no sinas chinom, there's no fight. If that's the case, Yosef said, I've got nothing else to say, and he breaks down and he cries. Because that is ultimately what's going to be, Mr. Shem, when Mashiach comes, Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach, which is Yehuda, which is Mashiach ben David, when they're working together, and the Achdus brings us together, and we finally realize it's not them, and it's not us, and it's not Tzoyla, what couples we wear, and what shuls we go to, and what, we're all Chelik of Klal Yisrael, we're all our brothers. That is when Be'ezras Hashem, the boundaries, and the golos will break down, and Be'ez Hashem will be zoicha, Be'ez Hashem to have a proper malachim of Melech Mashiach, of Melech Ben David, and Melech Mashiach Ben Yosef.